VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated the incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections, according to exit polls on Sunday, leading the two candidates into a runoff election on April 21st. Zelensky plays the role of the president in a television comedy series. He was projected to win with more than 30% of the vote, easily beating Poroshenko, who's been in power since 2014. He earned about 18% of the vote. Polls have closed in Turkey's nationwide local elections on Sunday, a vote expected to be the toughest for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, with the control of the capital Ankara and Istanbul at risk. President Trump is moving to cut aid to a trio of Central American nations whose citizens have been fleeing north toward the U.S. border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The State Department has told Congress it's looking to suspend aid payments to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells ABC's This Week,
meaning the Northern Triangle countries to do more about not allowing their people into Mexico. They can help us. We need them to do that. If not, it makes very little sense for us to continue to send them aid.
But Senator Dick Durbin tells NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. should be focused on helping Central America,
where three countries are dissembling before our eyes and people are desperately coming to the United States. The president's cutting off aid to these countries will not solve that problem.
And the president is again threatening to close the border with Mexico, despite warnings that could create economic havoc on both sides. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters not given the chance to take part in Congo's presidential election because of the Ebola epidemic cast legislative ballots on Sunday. This is VOA News. Parliament planning another round of votes to try to find an alternative to British Prime Minister Theresa May's separation agreement with the European Union. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports from London.
As May has seen her Brexit deal rejected in Parliament three times, not even promising to resign was enough to pass the deal through the third time around. Although the final time the agreement did fail by fewer votes, 58. Justice Secretary David Gawke told the BBC the government would need to consider very carefully the will of Parliament, though he didn't pledge to support any plan lawmakers might back. Amid reports May is planning a fourth vote on her withdrawal, Gawke said May is reflecting on her options. Karen Chamas, London.
A rainstorm swept through southern Nepal on Sunday, leaving at least 25 people dead and hundreds more injured. Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation earlier this month of French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis spoke with reporters on his return from a two-day trip to Morocco. He said a final decision wouldn't be made until Barbarin's appeal process was completed. Arab solidarity and joint efforts to confront political and economic crises, the main topics of discussion at the 30th annual summit of Arab leaders Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Iranian behavior across the region, along with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Syrian crisis, were also major topics of debate. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi stressed the urgent need to address terrorism. He says Arab states are facing a critical juncture and must make a concerted effort to combat all forms of terrorism and its underlying ideology, which kills the innocent, opposes religious beliefs, and ignores principles of human rights.
Thousands of Spaniards gathered in Madrid on Sunday to demand that the government take steps to curb the depopulation of rural areas. In Spain, 90% of the population is now concentrated in 30% of the country's territory, namely in Madrid and the coastal areas. That leaves 10% of its people who are spread over large parts of the interior. On Friday, the government announced measures to improve internet networks in the countryside. The march came before Spain's April 28th general election, when rural areas could play a key role in deciding if the socialists stay in power. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.